Hard days have a way of showing us what we actually believe. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Two women were involved in bad car accidents. Both were shaken and overwhelmed, their hearts racing. But their responses were very different. One turns to her husband in anger. She blames him for not offering to drive. The accident becomes the beginning of a fight. The other turns to her husband and admits, "I'm scared," and asks for help. The accident was frightening, but it becomes something they carry together. Though the hardship both women faced is the same, the directions their hearts go in are very different. Many of us respond to God like the first woman. When life goes wrong, we pull away. We accuse and feel abandoned. A bad day turns into a crisis of faith. Where were you, God? Why did you let this happen? Over and over, God invites us to instead turn toward Him in trouble. Pour out your heart to Him, the scriptures say, for God is our refuge. Faith isn't meant to disappear when life gets hard. It's meant to become the place we go first. God isn't threatened by our fear, our anger, or our questions. When we come to Him honestly, we discover there's nothing He can't help us carry. It's true, God may ask us to do difficult things, to forgive, trust, and wait. But every path He leads us down is a path toward life. The Bible says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence." Faith isn't just for the good days. It's for the days when you're confused and hurting. God is not distant in these moments. He is near, inviting you to turn toward Him and find help. I'm Bonnie Sala. Ready to grow your faith? Discover practical tools and more at guidelines.org.